that. I want to say this morning that I appreciate these men of God to my left that has done an awesome job filling in my absence. I did tell Brother Gary, I don't remember where I told Matt and Dylan this, but I did tell Brother Gary, I said, don't pull out your best sermons to preach while I'm gone. They might not want me back, but I found out that every one of them did the same thing. They pulled out their best ones. And I don't know whether you know it or not, but we're very blessed here at the Fort Payne Family Worship Center to have such an awesome team. Not a jealous bone between us. Amen. And I love the Lord, love Him with all my heart, mind, soul, and body. Children's church will be dismissed. I promise you I won't preach long because I can't stand long and can't sit long, can't lay long. So I have to gently rotate them. If I see that I'm going to be long, I'll motion for somebody to get me a chair. Amen. We'll give them just a moment or two. I went into Roy Jones's class this morning, and I want to tell you, I don't know whether you know it or not, but we've got some of the best Sunday school teachers here that you'd ever want to sit in a class and listen to. Nathan and Stacy Buffton started the young adult class this morning, and I predict that it's going to be the largest class in our church. Amen, because the potential is there. Amen. I want to encourage you to get behind your Sunday school teachers, support them. If you want to grow in the Lord, that's a good way to grow. Amen. All right. How many is ready for the Word of God this morning? Amen. As Brother Gary said Sunday morning, God's got plenty in 2020. I like that. You know, there's some things I will forget. But that got a hold of me. Amen. This morning is an exciting time at the Family Worship Center because it's the time that we announce our new theme for the year and we explain the theme and what it means to us. I believe that it's important for the leadership of any church to seek God's directions in the upcoming year. Believe me, I've had plenty of time to pray. And I've sought the Lord and asked God to help me to give you the directions that we need in 2020 to take this church to a new level. I want to tell you, God's done some great and wonderful things, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. I said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Well, glory. Philippians 3:13-14. I sat over there Sunday morning and noticed that Pastor Gary read this text last Sunday. I thought, oh Lord, he's going to announce the theme today. You said there must be a God in heaven. Because it's amazing how a team can work together. Not even talk about things, but then I've seen it with these ministers. They'll get up and I'll have a message that God's dealt with me, and they'll be preaching maybe two or three services before, and they'll lay the groundwork for it. And it's amazing. But in Philippians 3:13, very familiar scriptures, and we've used these down through the years. Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Then Paul said in verse 14, he said, I press. Note that word, press. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What's Paul telling us here? He's telling us that I have not achieved. I've not laid hold on it as of yet. But I focus on this one thing. I believe I'm talking to somebody right now. You've not got there yet. You've not achieved it yet. You've not laid hold on it yet. But your focus is on this one thing. Forgetting the past. We all have one, don't we? Forgetting the past and reaching forward to what lies ahead. And I feel God in that right there. Because I believe that that's a rhema word for this church this morning. What lies ahead. Then Paul says, I press on to reach the end of the race. We're not there yet. We're going to get there. And he says there's going to be that heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, has called us. That we're going to get. Galatians 6 and 9. I want you to get this in your spirit this morning. It says, let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Can I tell you this morning that nothing will work in 2020 if we quit? Have you ever wanted to quit? I don't believe there's a Sunday school class or Sunday school teacher in this church that hadn't wanted to quit. I don't believe there's a minister in this church that hadn't wanted to quit. And as good as this praise team sounded this morning, I would dare to say that many have wanted to quit. But can I tell you this morning that nothing will work in 2020 if we quit? And I just feel like telling someone this morning that God is about to give you your second wind. You were ready to quit. You were ready to give up. But all of a sudden, God done something. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know where I'm going to be able to preach or just testify this morning. God's been good to me. How about you? But note that Paul said, this one thing I do. How many times have we been bogged down because we're stuck in the past? I would, but Paul says, forgetting those things that are behind. And I want you to pay close attention to what he's saying. He said, and reaching. Oh, hallelujah. Reaching forth unto those things which are before. You see, 2019 has brought about many changes. Our theme in 2019 was change. And I'm looking at change this morning. Many of you are not who you was. God's changed you. There's been people that have gotten saved in 2019. And how many know that there was a change that took place? But I want to declare unto you this morning that 2020 will be a year of reaching. Reaching forth unto those things which are before. I just feel like that I got to say this morning. God has much more in store for you. He has much more in store for the church. He's got more in store than we have ever tapped into. 2019, there's been some great times in the Lord. But can I tell you that I believe that 2020 is going to be an awesome year in the presence of God. That we're going to reach forth to those things that are before us. So could I encourage you this morning, sitting under the sound of my voice, to start reaching. Now, I'm going to say a few things about this, about reaching. Reaching means to stretch. That's one of the meanings. How many know that when you're reaching, sometimes it's inconvenient? I went to the cabinet to reach up. I had to stretch. There was a plate up there that I wanted to put my food on. And I had to stretch to get that plate. I'm fixing to turn 63, and when you stretch or you reach, it's inconvenient. Amen. When I had my surgery, they come in, and after the surgery and rehab come in, and they started showing me all these gadgets. And I thought, what I need them for? I found out that I needed every one of them. One of them was I could squeeze this little trigger and I could get something. When I got where I could get out, and I'd come down to the church, and normally when I come through the door and I walk down through the sanctuary, if there's any paper, I pick it up. I just had to say, Lord, forgive me. Amen. Because if it ain't a $100 bill, I'm not going down after it. Sometimes reaching or stretching is kind of inconvenient. It involves movement. Oh, look at your neighbor and say, you're not going to get everything you want in 2020 if you're not ready to move. Amen? You don't have to say all that. Just agree with it. Amen? It involves movement. In other words, you can't lean back. I'm talking to somebody right now. You want 2020 to be the best. You ain't done nothing in 2019. But relax. You lean back, you can't lean back, you can't relax, you can't get comfortable. In other words, if you're going to reach, you got to give up some comfort. At least for a moment. And I'd also say this morning that reaching involves a little extra effort. There's been things that I thought I wanted, but I wasn't willing to put forth a little extra effort to reach and get it. I'm preaching, you just don't know it yet. You see, it requires extra energy. Can I ask you this morning a personal question? Are you willing in 2020 to put forth some extra energy to begin to reach forth to the things that God has in store for you? Are you willing to reach and get a hold of God and hold on to Him until He pours His blessings out upon your family, your workplace? Hallelujah! The glory to God. Many people go from year to year with goals, but they're not willing to stretch. They're not willing to move. But I want to tell you this morning that you'll never reach your goal in a relaxed, comfortable place. Oh, we like our comfort zones, do we not? I love my comfort zone. But I want to tell you, I can't afford to get relaxed and comfortable. I've got so much I want to see God do. I'm willing to reach forth to those things that God has in store. I don't want to cheat the church by not reaching forth and getting everything that God has. The last several weeks, I have found that reaching has been very painful. Oh, it may hurt. It hurt a little bit. But if you'll go ahead and make an effort, you'll go ahead and make up your mind on this Sunday morning, as for me and my house, we're going to reach to God. We're going to put forth some extra strength. Amen. We're not going to get in our comfort zone. We're going to move forward. Rehab crew said, no pain, no gain. I thought, wow, I must be gaining a lot. Amen. But note what he said. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. My prayer in 2020 that we'll take actions, that we'll press towards our goals. You've noticed on our screen this morning, and I want to explain each one of them. I'd love to have something like Brother Gary. God's got plenty in 2020, you know, instead of all this here together. This is what I felt led of the Lord, that God would have me to share with you this morning, that in 2020, things that we need to do. I want you to notice the first one is reach up. You see, it is my prayer in 2020 that we as a church will reach up to God. First Chronicles 16:11 says, seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face continuously. So what is our goal in 2020? It is to seek. It is to reach up to the Lord. Reach up and get a hold of His strength. To seek His face continuously. Can I make this plain that every one of us can understand it this morning? Reaching up to God is admitting that we need God. When I walked from over there to here, I realized how much I need God. So we need to admit that we need Him. Now I want to speak in behalf of these pastors and our leaders here at the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. We'll do our part, right? Amen. They got any leaders out there? Amen. Got one. Hey, we got more. Are you willing to do your part? You see, as a leader, we're willing to do our part. I promise you, in 2020, as a pastor of the Family Worship Center, I'm going to reach up to God like never before. I'm not going to just settle for a little dab will do. I'm going to continually seek His face. and reach up to Him. We'll seek the Lord. We'll seek His strength, and we'll seek His face continuously. As we reach up to God in 2020, and I want you to remember this, I'm believing, God, that Your family, my family, will walk in the favor and the blessings of the Lord. Matter of fact, I just feel like I need to be bold on this. I don't believe you're going to be able to outrun the blessings of the Lord in 2020 if you'll just reach up to God. You'll notice the second one is reaching in. What's that got to do with me, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Reaching in is our personal relationship with God. You see, our goal in 2020 is to grow in our personal relationship with God. That's why we're here today, is it not? That's why you were in Sunday school this morning. You wanted to experience growth in your relationship. You're studying. And that's why you're at church, to get fed. It's your personal relationship with God. And I tell you this morning that my personal goal in 2020 is to become more and more like Jesus. To be conformed into the image of Christ. Amen. Now, I want to say this. We need to understand that spiritual growth is a lifelong process. But it has to have a beginning. Amen. You got to start somewhere. It's sad to say, but I've known people that have been in the church 40 and 50 years, but they've never grown in their relationship with God. I want to grow. How about you? So it's a lifelong process. Let 2020 be the beginning of reaching into a personal relationship with God. I want to share with you some ways that you can grow in 2020. I don't know about you. I know about starting a new year and finishing the year and looking back and saying, nothing's changed. I'm at the same place I was when I entered into this year. You might as well get honest with me, too, because you've been there, too. We've all done that, have we not? But I want to share with you some ways that you can grow in 2020. And I promise you, if you'll begin to put forth an effort, when this year is ended, you will have grown in the Lord like you've never seen before. Daily Bible study. I don't know how people do it. Do not know how people do it that never study the Bible. I face things that I couldn't have faced if I hadn't known the Word. That's why David said, the Word have I hid in my heart that I won't sin against you. Daily Bible study. Get in the Word. And, you know, and I hear you talking. Well, if you'll start something, I'm not talking about with a silver platter and bringing it to you. Everybody wants something like that that you'll just bring to. But I want to tell you, I believe that God is going to put something on the inside of the saints of God at the Family Worship Center that you're not going to settle for anything less. You're going to grow in the Lord. You're going to get the Word in you. Amen. Get in the Word. You don't attend Sunday school, then start. It's a shame on you. It gets worse. Stay with me. Amen. I was sitting in that class this morning, Roy, talking and thinking. It was there all the time. And he brought something there that I've overlooked. How many of you know that God has ordained teachers to teach the Word of God? And I know the difference from a called teacher. You do too, don't you? Amen. Nathan and Stacy started that new class in the fellowship hall for the young adults. And I declare unto you that I don't know that the fellowship hall is going to hold them, because there's so much potential there, amen, in this age bracket. And I don't want this age bracket to let me down. Man, Gary's getting older. He's older than I am. Amen. We need this younger generation coming on and taking a hold. Amen. And carrying this church to where it needs to be. All right. You with me? Does that make any sense? So if you're not attending Sunday school, start. You say, I just can't get up in time. But yet you'll be at the workplace at 4 o'clock in the morning. You'll be at the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's not that you can't get up early enough. You're just too lazy. Get up. Get in Sunday school. Pray for your Sunday school teacher. Amen. You didn't hear what I just said. Pray for your Sunday school teacher. Parents, I charge you to get your kids in Sunday school. Get your children in children's church where they can be taught on their level. See, they get up there. These kids, you know, bless those that work with these kids. Amen. And I want to tell you, you're doing a good job, because I talk to some of these kids and it's amazing what they know. Amen. But it's important. You say, oh, Lord, Jesus. As parents, we have to be the example. Amen. Forrest Gump says, that's all I got to say about that. Somebody said, I just can't get them to get up and get ready. Who's the parents? Amen. Who's the one in authority? I'll go out on a limb. I'll tell you, get a hickory. Whip them. Well, I don't want to damage my kid. I want to tell you, I was damaged. Amen. Hallelujah. Then I would encourage you to pray. This old school, but it's still the Word of God. Pray. Pray without ceasing. I'm talking about your personal relationship with God. I got to go on and say this. Praise and worship. Can I talk about that a little bit? 2020, let's do some things different. Let's do some things different. Are you with me? You say, I don't like change, but you did it all year. Last year was change. I don't like change. All right, here's what I want to ask you to do in 2020. Get your neck hugging done. Get your handshaking done. Let's get the offering took up. Get everything taken care of. Amen. Don't worry about security. They're all here and in about. We don't point them out, but they're all around us. And they're not out there. They're in here. You know, the so far has blowed out. And it's time for worship. It's time to forget everything else. If you come to church and you make your grocery list during praise and worship, shame on you. You're robbing me of my blessing. Amen. Now, I want to tell you, if we, when worship begins, and I want to, I'll stay right here. How's that? I don't want to take another step. Here's the thing. I believe that if Jesus came into the average church today, the first thing he would say is out of order. Because we've done it so long, this is the way we do it. But I believe Jesus might just overthrow the table and run you out with a whip. Somebody said he wouldn't have hit them. I believe he would if they hadn't ran. He might get you if you don't run. Here's what I'm trying to say. There's a time for Sunday school. Amen. Let that teacher teach. It's what we're paying them to do, right? I'll leave my opinions till later. I'll get with Roy after Sunday school and say, Roy, explain this here, you know, and he can explain it to me. But right now, he's feeding everybody, not just me. It's not about me. Worship. When worship starts, all the handshaking's done. We done gave an offer. We done everything we need to do. Worship has began. It's you and God. I don't need you talking to me. I don't need you doing anything else. Because when I worship, it's just me and Him. It's not about me. See, here's the thing. Some of you still taking selfies in the worship service. You made the worship service about you, and it's not about you. It's about Him. When we began worshiping, we're sending worship to God. He's my King. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my healer. He's my provider. Amen. I'm worshiping Him. I don't want to see Gary. I don't want to see Steve. I don't want to see you. I only want to see Him. We've entered into worship. And if we will do this in 2020 and get the selfies out of the way, I'm here to tell you God will charge this place. And this place, there'll be miracles that will take place in our midst. My, 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 my. I think I just bent one of them rods. I have very strong convictions about order. And it's taught from Genesis to Revelation. Every service has got order. And order in a worship service is when all of our focus goes to Him. Can I get a witness? Somebody agrees with me. All about Him. All about Him. All right. Matter of fact, if you go down to verse 15 in my text, Paul said, let all who are spiritually mature agree on this thing. You don't agree with this, you need to grow up. All right. Lastly, reaching out. We reach up, we reach in, and we're reaching out. That's personal evangelism. Amen. God didn't save you to go home and sit in your recliner and let the world go to hell. Amen. Did I say that right? God didn't save you to do nothing in the kingdom of God. Matter of fact, I believe one of the greatest needs in the church is to teach about rewards in heaven, because some people don't understand. Some people's going to go to heaven, but that's all. There's not going to be any rewards whatsoever because they've done nothing in the kingdom of God. And listen to me. If you're an old grouch, I'm trying to find one. Over here's one. If you're an old grouch that chews out every waitress and everywhere you go to eat, do not tell them you go to the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. And some of you, you say, I'm not like these preachers that get up here and just talk. like y'all do. I'm not like that. I want to tell you, there's not one person under the sound of my voice that's saved by the grace of God that can't win others to the Lord by being a light out in this world. You may not ever say anything, amen, but they're going to see the light in you. And it's going to draw them into the kingdom. So reaching out. 2020. And I want to say some hard things here in the next few minutes. Is that okay? Amen. I don't stand a chance anyway. They preach their best sermons. Amen. That's why this sermon's lousy. They preached their best sermons while I was gone. But I want to say some hard things, but I'm going to say it in love. God has called this church for way more than what it's doing. I mean, we have the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're not even using it. He's called this church for much more than what it's accomplishing. My goal in 2020 is that we get out of our comfort zone. Oh, yeah. Now, I'm sorry. Just stay with me. I got to get out here with them here just a minute. Some of us, we can't even worship God because somebody got our seat. If you come in here and can't find the seat, you come up here and get Gary's. I'll make him move. You get mine. I ain't going to use it long anyway. But we are in our comfort zone. We come to church and I always do it this way. I always, don't do any change. I do it this way. I sit right here. I paid for this chair. It's mine. Gerald Engel told me that. He said, I finally got it paid for. It's mine. Nobody's sitting in it. But I'm believing that God is going to get us out of our comfort zone in 2020. It ain't going to matter if you're sitting over here, over there, over yonder. Amen. You're here for one reason. You come in here to get fed. And when you get fed, you're going outside the four walls with what you have. Now, I told you I'm going to be plain, then I'm going to shut it down. It's me. I'm going to church. I'm going to get fed. I'm going to leave church. I'm going to feed myself again. Go home and do nothing with what we've been taught. That's got to stop. God's going to get you out of your comfort zone. Amen. My goal, our goal should be to leave the confines of these four walls. Listen to me. We come in, we get fed. Our goal should be to leave the four walls of this church and take the gospel outside. Preacher, can you tell me some things that you wanted, some activities that you got planned for the church in 2020? I'm not looking for no more activities in the building. All my activities and goals is outside the four walls of this church. We've been churched to death. But we're not doing anything with what we've been taught in church. I want to tell you, I believe there's going to be a light that's going to begin to shine that when you go to the workplace, they're going to see Jesus inside of you. Amen. And you're going to reach those on the outside. Here's the problem. Me. Can I borrow your phone? I want to do me a selfie. Me. Feed me. Make me feel good. No, you don't need to be made to feel good. You need to come in and get fed and take it home with you. Take it to the workplace. Take it to Walmart. You better have you go to Walmart. I believe that 2020 is going to be a year of reaching out. Amen. And as you stand, I apologize if praise team sung so long. I believe that it's appropriate this morning and you listen to me. I believe as a pastor, there's times that you've got to preach the word. I mean, when they like it, when they don't like it, because when everything is said and done, we're going to be judged by the word of God. Amen. And I thank God for this group of people. I don't think you can preach it too hard. You can preach on hell, and Gary will shout up and down the aisle because he's not going there. Amen. It don't matter. I believe these people love the Word of God. But I want to tell you, I believe that 2020 is going to be the year that we're going to grow in our personal relationship like never before. I can't wait to build a brand new Sunday school department. We've been talking about this new sanctuary, and I told one of the members of the day, I said, you put $1 million check in the offering, we'll get started tomorrow. Promise you. Amen. But I'm talking about a Sunday school department. Why? Because we want to be taught the Word of God. But as you lift up your hands, this is what the Holy Spirit spoke to me early this morning in my office. To speak the priestly blessing over you. And I'm believing that God's going to bless every family, every home. There are those that's having financial difficulties right now. And somebody said, preacher, you don't need to talk about that. Oh, yes, I do need to talk about that. Because my God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns the potatoes under the hills. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, if you're having a financial problem, now's the time to claim your miracle. Father, in the name of Jesus, I am the head and not the tail. I have the blessings of the Lord upon my life. I have the favor of God upon my life. And I thank you that 2020 is going to be my year. I'm going to be blessed going in, and I'm going to be blessed going out. Everything that I put my hands to do is going to have the blessings of the Lord upon it. My family is going to be blessed. My children are going to be blessed. My grandchildren are going to be blessed. My dog is going to be blessed. Everything about me, my home is blessed. My workplace is blessed. Boy, your hands are lifted. As the Lord spake unto Moses in Numbers 6 and 22 through 27, saying, notice that, saying, in other words, he said it. Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel. How? Saying unto them. That's why I speak blessings over you. Some of you are tithers, but the devil has robbed you of your finances. I declare 2020 that the devil's got to bring back everything that he has stole from the saints of God. Amen. You have given, and you have given, and now you're ready to receive the harvest. Amen. And I declare 2020 is going to be harvest time. Get ready. You got a business, I declare that business is going to be the greatest in 2020. Amen. The blessings of the Lord is going to be upon that business. I'm sorry, I'm just going to speak the priestly blessing over you, but I can't stop because I believe that this is the year. Hallelujah. Take that, devil. Amen. Some of you are worried about your children. 2019 has been a year of stress, worry. Oh God, help my children. I want to declare unto you in the presence of God Almighty that God has His hand on your child. Even though you can't get to them right now, my Heavenly Father can reach down and put His hand on them right now. Amen. I believe that 2020 is going to be the year that our children are going to come back home. Oh yes, they've strayed, but they're going to come back home. Hallelujah. Well, I'll go again if I can. The Lord bless thee. Can somebody receive that blessing? Amen. And keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put My name upon the children of Israel. And the Lord said, I will bless them. You're under the blessings of God. God bless you. Shake hands. Be friendly. Love you. Appreciate you. We'll be down here if anybody needs prayer.